Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 21st of May. News that Iran is allowing oil tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz has brought oil prices down. Presumably, Iran is exacting some kind of economic benefit from these voyages, but that has not been disclosed. Clearly, the volume of oil being shipped through Hormuz is a fraction of pre-war volumes, but allowing some oil through delays extreme physical shortages. Assuming Iran is benefiting economically, it also lessens the pressure on Iran to do a deal with the United States. Removing the urgency for a deal is not going to bring down oil prices significantly further, but establishing the principle of allowing some oil through avoids the very worst-case economic scenarios. In terms of the Wile E. Coyote trajectory, the global economy is still off the edge of the cliff, but if these oil shipments do continue, it may run through thin air for a little longer than would otherwise have been the case. US President Trump said the United States was in the final stages of discussions with Iran, but without independent verification, investors are very unlikely to react to that. The US Federal Reserve minutes showed a divided policy group, but with the conclusions clustering around keeping rates steady for longer. This makes sense. Second-round inflation effects take time to show up. If they do show up at all, in the absence of such effects, raising rates would be a potentially serious policy mistake. There were concerns about the weaker labour market and the rather obvious statement that if inflation remained above target for a significant period, the Fed should do something about it. There's quite a lot of debate about the language of an easing bias, which hints at greater divisions within the committee. And that is the challenge that incoming Fed Chair Warsh is likely to struggle to manage. Comments from the Bank of England yesterday showed a similar wait-and-see mode, although with quite a lot of fairly sensible discussion about structural changes in the UK economy and the fact that wages and prices do not react to shocks in the same way that they have done in the past. Japan's trade data for April showed stronger exports than had been expected, inevitably based on everyone's desire to play with the shiny new toy of artificial intelligence. On the import side, there was a fairly sharp decline in imports of crude oil. Other countries have also cut back on oil imports as the Gulf War escalated, China most notably. This reduced level of demand goes beyond what can be sustained over the medium term, but it has helped to contain oil price increases to some extent so far. Europe and the United States offer a variety of business sentiment polls. The results of these may almost depend on the day, even the hour in which the survey responses were filled in, such as the volatility of the current news cycle. Whichever junior clerk is responsible for filling in the surveys could lift their eyes from their social media account filled with a sense that all is right with the world, or that economic chaos is just around the corner. The general expectation today is for pessimism in the surveys, because that's been the bias of the news flow overall, but it is quite time dependent. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.